work hard, okay? We bust our... We eliminate distractions, and we give it everything we got, every opportunity we have, okay? Man just told you what it's gonna take. We know what it's gonna take. You guys are grinding your butts off, but you gotta believe. You got me? You gotta believe all the time, okay? The time's now. The time's now. I don't care what nobody else thinks. I don't care what nobody else says. I only care about what you men think. And that's what we're all about.
There are few places as iconic in football as Green Bay's Lambeau Field. And this year, it was the first stop on the road to opening day.
It's good to get out and get in the game against a different opponent, but it kind of gave us an idea of where we are.
Man, we have a tremendous rookie class, man. Those guys play big, play great, flew around, made plays, was out there making checks, communicating well.
You know, in the locker room before the game, I was keeping more quiet to myself. When I got on the field, I couldn't hold it in. I was having some fun.
You know, I thought the defense, I thought they battled overall, not just the starters. I just thought the whole unit gave us a chance to stay in the game.
I look at the way we play, and I think the way we played today, it was pretty impressive. We played hard, played physical. We faced some adversity. We dealt with adversity.
We do understand what we can work on, and that's the good thing about it is that we got so far to go, and we set a good foundation tonight.
The exhibition in Green Bay may have shown the foundation of the team, but it also started to expose players with potential to make an impact on the 53-man roster. Defensive lineman Jamie Meter joined the Browns in November of 2014. The Parma Heights native has a lot to prove to his hometown and himself. He started the season with a score that not many in his position get to have.
The deep man hit the backfield, it's a safety!
It was my first play in, came off the ball. No one touched me, so I'm like, all right, maybe I'm getting trapped. So looking for someone to come around, and no one came, and I saw the ball carrier. I'm like, oh, this is a give me play, I'm taking it. So I just tackled him, Tank was in on it, just got up screaming, so excited, flexing with the crowd. And I think Carl was in there too, he hit me, we were all just excited, having fun. I feel like training camp this year has just been so much more physical, a lot more sore at the end of the day than I have been in the past. It's an uphill battle for sure. I mean, you just gotta take every day by itself and just embrace the grind and go from there. The harder the practice, the easier the game becomes, and especially when you got Pro Bowlers and guys that are going to be Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers, it just makes life difficult for the day, but in the long run, easier. Being on the team with Joe is just great because, I mean, you're looking at one of the best players at that position ever. Hope everybody makes the team, but realistically, you can't. But, I mean, you just got to put yourself in the best position so you can make the team.
Ray Horton's defense is also home to several rookies, including the towering Carl Nassib. The third-round pick grew up in a football family, but that doesn't mean the moments of his first NFL game were taken for granted.
When we got to the stadium, the first thing I did was I went onto the field and I just, you know, sat on the bench and for like 20 minutes I just was like trying to take it all in so I could really remember my first NFL game. Kept saying to myself, like, man, I'm in the NFL. Man, I'm in the NFL. So it was pretty cool, to say the least. I was lined up inside, and quarterback was scrambling, and I just had to get through one guy, and I just used my length to grab his ankles and got him down. I was pretty excited. I probably should have gotten a few more. You know, I had some missed opportunities out there, which really bugged me. So I want to fix those and hopefully get more. Just get really animated and excited and passionate, I guess. Definitely a switch, and I feel like most defensive linemen or defensive players have a switch that they turn on that they're not going to be a crazed maniac like they are in the field and when they're with their families and friends and stuff like that. So I doubt I'm the only one that acts that way. I might be a little louder, but You know, I definitely have a switch that I turn on. Paul Kruger helps me out a lot. He does some things that I can't do, so I'm trying to, you know, follow his footsteps a little bit. He does some fancy, you know, pass rush moves that I think I would look ridiculous trying. So I'm going to try, you know, change it up a little bit, but, you know, stay in my lane at the same time. I'm very excited to play in First Energy for the first time and get in front of the fans and, you know, have them cheering us on. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a great time.
Up next on Building the Browns, leaders emerge on the defense and Ray Horton rallies the troops. Inside linebacker DeMario Davis is described by his coaches as a player who is all football all the time. The fifth-year vet joined the Browns in the spring and quickly filled the vacant leadership role.
This first training camp in Cleveland has been nothing short of amazing. Working with a great staff, great coaches, great teammates. It's always good to just be back. You know, we've had a lot of padded practice, so just flying around, hitting people again. So, you know, it's fun. Everywhere I go, I always try to locate, okay, who is the leaders in this environment? Because the environment is going to go where the leaders go. And I never believe in there's this one person who's moving the wagon. No, it's a collective group of guys who have to say, okay, it's on us to push this thing in the right direction. You know, I demand a lot of myself, you know, naturally. And so it's natural for me to demand a lot from the people around me. You know, you set that standard for yourself. It's just natural that it's going to be setting that standard for everybody else. But when you do that, when you raise the expectation, when you raise the standard, you know, you have to be on point yourself. You know, you can't hold somebody else to a higher standard than you hold yourself. You know, when somebody see that you know, putting forth extra effort in everything that you do, you know, maximizing your performance, it naturally makes them want to do the same thing. And so that's just how I embrace it.
There you go, White. That's how we start, baby. That's how we start a game week, baby. Let's go.
If you can look back at the end of the day and say, I don't have no regrets, then that's success. You know, no matter what kind of accolades or accomplishments happen, a lot of that has nothing to do with you. You know, it takes more than just you to win a Super Bowl.
What's our nickname? AKA.
Bab. B-A-L-B-S. Badass linebackers.
1, 2, 3. Bab. Ah.
Thompson here.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Taylor.
I always encourage people to do something that you love, because if you do something you love, you never have to go to work a day in your life. I call it a job, but, you know, and I say I'm going to work, but, you know, it's just really just doing my passion. It's just really working on my art, working on my craft, and you love it. You love it. And it's just an inner passion and a inner relaxation that when you're doing it, you just calm. You know, everything else may be a struggle, but this is what comes naturally.
To the ball, to the ball, everybody to the ball, to the ball, to the ball, to the ball.
Sundays, man, I really kind of go to a different place. You know, it's really a battle to me. Like, it's really like going into war. You know, you have your troops and you have the enemies. You know, it ain't no friends on Sundays. And it's kind of like that time to unleash the lion. Get there, you try to, you have to play inside the rules, but it's a violent game, and you know that's how I play. You know, that's kind of how I'm encouraging the defense to play. To play with that tenacity, intensity, that we're gonna fly around and get to the ball and we're gonna ride very violently. And when the other team take their pads off at the end of the game, they're gonna have some bruises in some spots they ain't used to.
When Building the Browns returns, find out how Ray Horton's passion for coaching fuels him every day.
Just stay up, stay up. We're good. We're good.
This year marks the return to the Browns for Ray Horton, who spent the 2013 season with the team as defensive coordinator. Under Horton's leadership, the Browns ranked 9th overall in total defense. But it's Ray's appreciation for the Cleveland fans and passion for the game that fuels him.
For me, coming back, it was really a joy. And I always equate it to the people, because really we are in the people business. We teach the players, and then ultimately it's a fans game, and we're trying to produce a great product for the fans. And as I go out around Cleveland, it is amazing. It's an amazing feeling when the fans embrace you.
You're the one, you're the six, you're in the two instead of a three, okay? You're a two, you're a one, you're a six. Eagle White saw one, yep.
I think the players appreciate knowledge, because the players really just want to please. They want to do what we ask them to do, but they also want instruction. Well, how do I do this? And the best part of coaching is when you can solve their problem. Well, this works. Or I coach this guy this way. I watch him go from a young pup to a Pro Bowl player, and this is how I coached him. You have these qualities.
Yeah, that's perfect. You just push over there. I don't know what route they're going to run. You know your coverage is over there right now. You start pushing. If his guy runs vertical, he'll stay with that. Eventually, somebody's going to come into you.
I tell them the field has always been 100 yards by 53. The players come and go, but the field's the same, and really the game's the same, and at heart, they are too. What they want is, coach, make me good, make me great. Help me get to where I want to be.
Yeah, you got to tell him something, all right? You tell him something. Right now, you told him hook, hook, all right? Because he's always seen until you tell him differently. Hook, hook. So who you hooking on? The back.
For me, I'm very fortunate of my time. I only have a few passions. I love working with young men and trying to get them to be as good as they can be. You spend hours on each team trying to prep for one game, one 60-minute game, and you work 140 hours for that 1 hour. And sometimes it comes down to one play. And did you get it right? Did you get them to get it right? It's fun to still be a part of this game. Even though I was a player, I can't play anymore. I really do. I play through them.
Good. He's a cutback runner. They love the cutback. There's your gap. We're nickel. Show nickel. Good. Stay up. We're good. Same intensity tomorrow.
Coach Horton and the staff currently have 18 players in the defensive backs room, and two making a name for themselves are safeties Jordan Poyer and Ibrahim Campbell.
I think me and Jordan push one another. I think me and Jordan are extremely competitive, and we're both extremely hard workers. After practice, one of us might not feel like doing some extra work or vice versa, and we'll say it's not about what you want to do, it's about what we need to do and what this team needs from us. So we'll push each other all the time, whether we make a good play or a bad play. We'll tell each other, like, hey, I owe you one, or hey, I need you to step up, like, let's go. So it's a great dynamic, and I'm looking forward to kind of building it.
I see he's a smart football player. He's a smart, strong, physical football player, and I think me and him work really well off of each other in the back end. And you know, it's going to be fun playing alongside next to him, and I'm excited for him too.
Being in the position that I am, kind of my first year starting, I realized that I need as many reps as I can going into it. So I'm kind of really trying to focus on every rep and opportunity that I have right now to make sure that when the season comes around, I'm rolling and the whole team is clicking and we're where we need to be.
Our room, I mean, it's full of competition. It's probably the most competitive room I've ever been in.
Guys are making plays every day in camp, whether it be the first group or as deep as four groups now. So guys are making plays all over the field.
Everybody wants to win a job. Everybody wants to, you know, be a starter, be one of those guys. And it's always competition day in and day out.
Being able to work towards a starting job, it's been the opportunity of a lifetime. I've been enjoying every moment of it. Got great teammates, great coaches to kind of coach you and help you out along the way and push you and compete with you.
I've worked so hard throughout my whole life just to get, you know, to be even sitting in this seat right here and even be talking about it. I got a job to do, and I know that responsibility to be a starter in this league, it's earned and it's not given. And I definitely have taken that approach throughout this offseason coming into training camp, that I was going to have to come in here and earn that starting free safety position. So,
You know, one day at a time, just make sure I get better every single day and just not worry about the rest.
I just recognize the opportunity and make sure that I take advantage of every resource that I have and every coach, every veteran player, anything it may be that can make me the best player I can be, because I realize that I'm in a very unique position being able to start in the NFL, only my second season, and it's the best job in the world, so I want to make sure that I get the most out of it while I can.
I come in every practice tend to just, you know, want to win my matchup, no matter if that's against a receiver, a tight end, a running back. The athletes that we have on the other side of the ball, every single one of them helps us in different ways. I mean, we've got a Pro Bowl tight end that our safeties get to go against every single day. And, you know, and guys like Connor Hamlin, who's had a monster camp, you know, guys like that are going to make us better.
Duke Johnson is probably one of the hardest running backs in the league to bring down the open field. Any opportunity you get to kind of square him up. Yeah, I mean, you obviously can't hit him like you want to, but you kind of want to get in his ear like, hey, if we were live, I might let you know I'm here a little bit, something like that.
I know the competition in the room it's not any secret. It's on the depth chart every single day. You know, I know the guys that I'm competing against, and, you know, I know those guys can play. I have confidence in myself that I come in, week out, day in and day out, and just put my head down and just work. And that's all I've ever done, and that's all I'm going to continue to do.
Coming up next on Building the Browns, veteran advice for a rookie's first run out of the tunnel at First Energy Stadium. There's something about linebacker Nate Orchard that makes it hard to believe he's only 23 and in his second year with the Browns. He's a player coming into the 2016 season with high expectations, something second-round draft pick Emmanuel Ogba knows all too well.
This is Nate Orchard here. We've got a special guest on the show today, Emmanuel Ogba. We are very honored to have him here today. He has a busy schedule, and so we're glad he was able to fit us in.
And hey, I'm here with Nate Orchard. Okay, let's start over.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
Yeah, so how's having a family and being in the NFL? How hard is that, being away from your family?
Man, it's like right now in camp, it's the hardest time just because, yeah. I mean, we're in the hotels. We're grinding from 7 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. every day, and you only get like half hour to see them, if that. But like right now, they're out of town just so they can be with family, because I won't be around much, you know what I'm saying? It definitely keeps me grounded, especially when the season rolls around. Yeah. You know, I got my wife and my kids at home. It's like, I got something to look forward to every single day, you know, at the end of work. Makes the end of the day that much better. Even if it was a bad day of practice, whatever, I go home to my kids, man, happy as can be.
That's an awesome feeling, man.
It's great. It's great. You're gonna meet the kids, man. Yeah. You're going to see my wife make some cookies, man. I mean, it's got to be crazy, you know, top pick in the second round here in Cleveland. I mean, I bet there's so much madness going on in your life. How are you, like, settling to being in the NFL and handling all that?
I have to remain grounded. You know, I use my family as my backbone. You know, every time I just feel down, I talk to my mom or call my brother or sister, see how they're doing. But, you know, it's definitely been a grind. You know, it's tough. You know, you feel like you still have a lot to prove, you know, to people. So it's just a lot of hard work that you got to go in, like, going through.
Definitely. It's like being a superhero, man. With great power comes great responsibility, man. Exactly. You got a lot of people depending on you. Left and right, on and off the field. I know how you feel, man. I know how you feel. It's like you got the weight of the world on your shoulders, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know, I got your back. You ever need anything, dog?
I appreciate it. What's my expectation for, like, going to my first game at First Energy Stadium?
Man, I tell you what, for your first game, you're gonna see the crowd. Yeah. You're going to feel like this is family, you know what I'm saying? Like the dog pound, you're going to see just the madness, you know, because, like, the Browns fans are, like, the number one fans. No matter what, win or lose, they're still there, ride or die all the way. But you're gonna be in awe when you come out that tunnel, and you're just going to see everything like I was when I first got out there.
I got you. What about, like, for your first game at First Energy, were you, like, nervous, or were you just excited to go?
I was a little bit of everything. You know, you got the butterflies, this first game in the league. I'll never forget coming out of that tunnel. They got the flames going. Yeah. You know, in college, you just had a little smoke.
But
they got flames. I got burned. I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, trainer. But, no, it's wild, man, because you finally realize, you know what, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, this is the NFL. and there are people that would die to be out here doing what we're doing.
Exactly.
So you just got to go out and make the most of it, baby. Have fun. Sure, have fun. Sure.
Like a first love, a player's first NFL game on their home field will never be forgotten. So it's time to rally for them. Dust off the orange and brown, gather your friends and your family, and show the team, the city, and the country what it means to be a part of the Dog Pound.